KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports from your weekend. On Saturday, Kemper Catholic hosting a boys' golf tournament, and they were rude hosts. They were winners. 307 was the team title. 307 the final total, as Atlantic finished a close second at 311 on Saturday. Spencer with a 317 total was third. ADM was fourth at 324, and Denison placing fifth overall, 325. There were 13 teams in that tournament, with Carroll, Humboldt, Panorama, Harlan, Nevada, Webster City, St. Edmund, and Shenandoah rounding out the rest of the field. Nate Mertz of Kemper Catholic was the low score, as he had 71 on Saturday. Ben Reno of Atlantic carded a 73. That was good for runner-up medalist honors. Matt Gearhart of Atlantic shot 74. He was third overall. Also for Atlantic, Kyle Reno had an 80, and Mason Gergen shot an 84 in that Saturday Kemper Catholic boys golf meet. Also in boys golf Saturday, Coon Rapids Bayard hosting a tournament, and they won their own meet as well, shooting a 341 total. Panorama at 386 was second. ACGC was third with a 411, while Glidden Ralston shot 450 for a fourth place finish. Overall, Trenton Golay shot a 79 for Coon Rapids Bayard. He was medalist. Zach Lee and Cade Schlepp were second and third. Lee shot an 83, and Schlepp shot an 88 in that meet on Saturday. Also, in girls' golf Saturday, the Wheeler Invitational was held up at the Audubon Golf and Country Club, and it was a tie at the top, and East Union ended up taking the title as they win on the tie break with a total of 444 in that meet Saturday. Audubon also shot 444 and ended up second after the tie break. Third place went to East Mills at 482 and Exira EHK at 492, placing fourth overall. Individual winners include Quinn Exlinger of East Union. She was medalist, shooting the low round of 93. Jasmine Turner of Audubon shot 99 for runner-up. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK was third. She shot 97. East Mills' Rachel Schofer was fourth with a 102. And Gianna Knuven of Audubon shot a 111, good for fifth place in that Saturday girls' golf meet. In high school soccer on the weekend, in the boys' tournament action at Creston, it was Riverside beating Creston in overtime 2-1. Creston beat Clarinda Academy 6-0. Also in the ADM tourney, it was ADM over St. Albert 2-1. St. Albert's in that meet on Saturday. Also at the Nevada tournament, Kemper Catholic was participating in that meet on Saturday, and it was Kemper Catholic falling to Marshalltown 6-2. Nevada beat Kemper Catholic 2-0, and it was Des Moines Hoover over Kemper Catholic 2-0 on Saturday. Also at the Perry Boys Soccer Tournament, Lewis Central involved in that meet, and they beat Norwalk 3-0 and also beat Southeast Polk by a 2-1 final. In girls soccer over the weekend, Trainer beat Missouri Valley by a final of 10-0. Denison over Harlan 11-1. Thomas Jefferson beat Spencer 3-1. Spencer over Tri-Center 5-0. Also back to boys soccer, Harlan over Thomas Jefferson 8-0 in action on Saturday. In Major League Baseball action, it was a late night here on the radio for those folks following the Cardinal contest, as the Cards picked up their fifth straight win as they beat Chicago 4-3 on Dexter Fowler's two-run homer with two outs in the bottom of the 14th inning last night, or this morning. Fowler was hitting just 153 before going deep against Luke Farrell, just a half inning after Javier Baez homered to put Chicago ahead. Also in the National League, Colorado beat the New York Mets 3-2. San Francisco downed Atlanta 4-3. Washington over Philadelphia 5-4. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 9-0. Miami over Cincinnati 8-5. And San Diego beat the LA Dodgers 3-0. In the American League, the Royals have their first series win of the season after Mike Moustakas collected three RBIs in a 4-2 victory over the Tigers. Jacob Junis improved to 3-0 against the Tigers this year and matched his career high with eight strikeouts while giving up two runs and eight hits in seven innings of work yesterday. Elsewhere around the American League, Yankees beat Cleveland 7-4, Toronto down Tampa Bay 2-1, Minnesota beat the White Sox 5-3, Boston over Texas 6-1. Oakland 2-1 over Baltimore, and the Angels beat Seattle 8-2. In interleague play, it was Arizona 3-1 over the Houston Astros. In other baseball news, the Cardinals say catcher Yadier Molina has undergone surgery and is expected to miss at least 4 weeks after being hit in the groin by a foul tip. St. Louis placed the 8-time All-Star on the 10-day disabled list. Molina left Saturday's game against the Cubs in the 8th inning after he was hit square in the groin when Chris Bryant tipped a 102-mile-per-hour pitch from reliever Jordan Hicks. The Redbirds also placed reliever Dominic Leone on the 10-day DL and called up right-hander Mike Mayers. Leone left Friday's game with upper right arm nerve irritation. The Dodgers and ace Clayton Kershaw is now on the 10-day disabled list with left biceps tendonitis. The 30-year-old left-hander is 1-4 on the season with a .268 earned run average, striking out 48 over 44 innings. The Mets reversed course and put right-hander Jacob deGrom on the disabled list with a hyperextended elbow in his pitching arm. The 29-year-old was hurt while batting Wednesday against Atlanta. With banged-up center fielder Bradley Zimmer out of the lineup, the Indians have recalled outfielder Greg Allen from AAA Columbus, and they optioned right-handed reliever Ben Taylor to Columbus. Left-hander Amir Garrett has been reinstated from the bereavement list by the Reds, who optioned right-hander Tanner Rainey to Louisville of the AAA International League. Well, the Golden State Warriors are one win away from their fourth consecutive trip to the NBA's Western Conference Finals, and the Houston Rockets need one more victory to join the Warriors in that series. Kevin Durant poured in 38 points on 15 of 27 shooting as the Warriors hammered the Pelicans 118-92 at New Orleans to take a 3-1 series lead. New Orleans will try to stave off elimination Tuesday in Oakland. At Salt Lake City, Chris Paul carried the Rockets to a 100-87 victory over the Jazz. Paul finished with a team-high 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists to help Houston take a 3-1 series lead. The Rockets can close out the series at home on Tuesday. The Tampa Bay Lightning and the Vegas Golden Knights have worked themselves into the NHL's conference finals. The Lightning closed out their second-round series with Boston in 5 games, and the Knights advanced with a Game 6 win at San Jose. The Bruins led Game 5 until Braden Point and JT Miller scored second-period goals in the Lightning's 3-1 win at Tampa. The Lightning will take on either Pittsburgh or Washington in the conference final. The Capitals lead their second-round series 3-2 and can advance with a win tonight. The expansion Golden Knights moved on with a 3-0 win over the Sharks. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 28 shots in his league-leading fourth shutout of the postseason and 14th in his career. Vegas now awaits the winner of the Jets-Predators series. Winnipeg has a 3-2 lead in that series, and they can oust Nashville tonight. In golf, Jason Day has captured the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow for his second victory of the season. Day closed with a 2-under 69 for a 12-under total, 2 strokes ahead of Aaron Wise and Nick Watney. Day squandered a 3-shot lead on the back nine before his tee shot on 17 slammed against the flagstick and settled less than 3 feet away. Tiger Woods was a non-factor, shooting 74 to finish 14 shots back. He failed to make a birdie in the final round of the tournament for the first time since 2014. Bernhard Langer has notched his first PGA Tour Champions victory of the year by taking the Insperity Invitational by 1 stroke over Paul Guidos, Jeff Maggart, and Bart Bryant. Langer saved par on the final hole for a 2-under 70 and an 11-under total. He had to rally from as many as 4 shots behind in the final round at the TPC Woodlands, doing so with 2 straight birdies around the turn and birdies on both par 5s on the back nine. Guidos led for much of the back nine until a bogey at the 18th hole. And in racing, Kevin Harvick dominated a race that was interrupted by rain and drove his NASCAR Cup Series high 4th victory of the season at Dover International Speedway. Harvick swept the first 2 stages and easily chased down Stuart Haas Racing teammate Clint Bowyer on the 3rd for the lead after a 41-minute delay. Bowyer had asked for a rain dance when the race was stopped with 80 laps left. Harvick reeled off 3 straight wins at Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Phoenix earlier this season. Bowyer was second, followed by Daniel Suarez, Martin Truex Jr., and Kurt Busch. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.